Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, O Lord My God. Few clarifications. Number one, there is one Almighty God who is Lord God over all. Number two, other so-called gods are of Satan's making or people's own making, and ultimately will be shown to not be gods at all. Number three, when it comes to the supernatural or the spiritual realm, there are only two sources of power, that being God and Satan. Note, Satan is a created being who corrupted what God initially gave him in terms of power and position. Although Satan is called the God of this age, quote-unquote, the God of this age, 2 Corinthians 4:4, his power is limited in terms of time and extent as set by God. He can only operate to the extent that God allows. Number four, in the Bible, there are two basic groups of people. There are those who adhere to the one true God of the Bible and those who adhere to false gods or a false concept of God. James Pittman says, man was made to worship. He can't help but worship. All that remains is to be seen who or what he gives his worship to. End of quote. Number five, truly saved people have come to know the triune God of the Bible as revealed in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. As their own personal God, he and he alone is their God. Now let us consider what makes something or someone a person's God. What are we really saying when we say we have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and my God? Well, to truly know the Lord God of the Bible as your God is defined in various ways in the Bible. A saving relationship with God starts with the right kind of faith. Closely related to the right kind of faith are the concepts of trust, fear, worship, service, and obedience. The principal issue is that of faith. Trust, faith, and believe, these three words are really essentially used interchangeably in the Bible as the necessary response to be saved. They mean to give credence to adhere to depend, rely upon, to accept as true. Let me give you some biblical examples. Where are their gods? The rock in which they have sought refuge, that is, trusted. Deuteronomy 32:37. Have the gods of the nations delivered? Isaiah 37:12. You turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. So they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Revelation 13:4. In each case we see here, there is a trust in this higher authority as it's perceived to be. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him, Psalm 2:12. And in his name Gentiles will trust, Matthew 12:21. We trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe, 1 Timothy 4:10. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, Hebrews 11:6. The Great Hall of Faith chapter in the Bible is Hebrews 11. It emphasizes that without faith, we cannot please God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 then gives many descriptions of saving faith as seen throughout the chapter. The whole book of John was written so we might believe in Jesus and have life, John 20:30-31. In a sense, the whole of the Bible has been given to us so we might understand God's great plan of salvation, which is found in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the great issue before God for time and eternity. 1 John 5:11-13, and the witness is this, that God gave us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have that life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. In the end, there are only two groups of people. There are believers who believe in the God of the Bible on His terms, and there are unbelievers. To believe in God on His terms is to believe in His Son. Either we have the Son or we do not. Either we believe in Him or we do not. It all comes down to this. Do you believe in Jesus for who He is as the God Savior? Jesus said in John 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And again in John 17:3, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.